Later this week, four people will be inducted into the Fayetteville Public Schools Hall of Honor. The annual inductions are coordinated through the Fayetteville Public Education Foundation. Cambry Hornbrooks, the executive director of the foundation, says each year's inductees come from initial nominations made by the public. This year, two graduates of the district and two former teachers will be the inductees, including one former educator inducted posthumously. Cambry Hornbrooks, who happens to be a native of Fayetteville and an alum of the Fayetteville School District, says this year's inductees all did something to make the city and the state better, including former teacher Mary Faye Jones.
The really interesting part about Faye, she and Hugh Kincaid and Henrietta Holcomb, and some other people, obviously, that are very important in our district, really fought hard to get kindergarten in our public schools. And for someone out there who's much younger than myself, to realize we didn't have kindergarten in our public schools sounds very foreign. But so in 1974, Faye began at Root as our first kindergarten teacher after the legislature passed some pilot programs around Arkansas. And Fayetteville was chosen, and Faye was sort of like put to the test, if you will, because is this really going to work? I mean, there were a lot of people who really doubted that there was a necessary reason to put our children in kindergarten that young, which now going into pre-K, the same argument, you know, flip it over a couple of decades, and here you're looking at the importance of getting kids in pre-K, and we're still not all the way complete there. But I remember, so when Faye started in 74, I was also at Root. I came into Root probably in 72. So by the time I left in 78, maybe 79, before I went into junior high, I remember just these little tots coming through the school, and there was Faye walking along with them through the lunchroom. And I thought, well, that's just a strange concept, because I didn't get, you know, kindergarten. My generation was, we had either, you had private,
right,
if you were lucky enough to afford it, or you stayed home. And then the state and many people in education became wise that there was a gap that could be really filled with this early education component. And I think Faye was really just the she was on the forefront of that. And I think that's what her induction shows. And in addition to that, her dedication to every child that came through the door. The stories that I hear on Faye was that she would look a child in the eye and she would listen to a child. She's like the Mr. Rogers of the school district. I mean, the trust was there, and then the trust was also there with the parent. And I think that's what, rolling that over through the years, why she was able to work up to become principal at both Bates and Root, because she really had that right stuff.
There are a couple of alums, Peggy Taylor Lewis, class of 56, and Dr. James Hunt, class of 52.
So Peggy Taylor Lewis's story is just absolutely amazing. Only two days after the 1954 landmark Brown v. Board of Education decision by the U.S. Supreme Court, the school district decided, the school board voted to integrate Fayetteville High School. And so that following fall, seven African-American students walked into Fayetteville High School. And Peggy Taylor Lewis and a gentleman by the name of Preston Lackey were the two oldest of the group of seven. And they were then actually the first two to graduate from Fayetteville High School in an integrated school. And I believe we kind of fight with some other districts, but I think they are on record the first African-American students to graduate from an integrated school in Arkansas. So while Central High debate was just going up in flames with the civil rights movement, again speaking to the legacy of Fayetteville, even in 56, 54 and 56, that there was nothing. Mm-hmm. There was no, I mean, when they walked in, Louise Bell, the principal at the time, had prepared the students, but not in a way that made any kind of, she didn't sensationalize the idea that we have African-American students coming into our schools. She said, we have new students coming into our schools. And this is the way that new students are accepted. And so all the kids just knew when they came in. And Peggy will tell you that she didn't feel any different in the sense of any kind of threat. And, of course, they didn't know. All of them graduated before Central became integrated.
Right.
So they looked back after they had graduated. I've had many graduates from 1956 and looking at their TV and watching what was going on in Little Rock and say, wow, that never happened here. And Fayetteville, that just wasn't something that happened. And so, you know, she went on to become the executive director of Head Start in Van Buren and made her own impact there. She doesn't see herself in this story as much as being a pioneer on the cusp of this civil rights issue going on, as much as she sees it as having the opportunity to attend a public school. Because the history at the time was that the kids that were African-American in Fayetteville could only go up to a certain age in Fayetteville, and then I think they had to go to Fort Smith to a school there. So most kids from Fayetteville or from Northwest Arkansas had to live because it was too much money to come back and forth. So they had to live down there. So she was just really, more than anything, thrilled to be with her family, come back into the community in which she loves, and attend high school.
What about Dr. James Hunt?
He is definitely the one that probably most, who, unless you know him personally, don't know the impact that he has made on Fayetteville. He was our first pediatric dentist in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And so Dr. Hunt was called by a lady named by the name of Mrs. Chisholm at Root Elementary. And she said, "Dr. Hunt, you need to come to Root and you need to look inside the mouths of all these children." So a lot of people didn't go to the dentist. He didn't go to the dentist in 67, especially didn't bring your kid there. And so he was kind of avant-garde comparatively to what he was trying to practice. I mean, dentists went into dentistry. They didn't go into pediatric dentistry. So he went to Root School and all the kids did, ah, and he opened up the mouths and looked at them. He came back out of the classroom. He said, "Mrs. Chisholm, you know, we've got to do something. We have got to do something." So now, the interesting part is of that particular pivotal moment when Mrs. Chisholm and Dr. Hunt in 1968, 69, it began oral screenings and visual screenings and all of the stuff we have in the district, all throughout the state of Arkansas. He was one of the four people on the forefront of saying, we need to make sure these kids, their health is okay, and we can do this in the public schools. And so then the question became, what do you do with the ones that don't have access to dental care? So Dr. Hunt just started a free clinic down on West Campus. Mm-hmm. So the teachers would put kids in their cars and drive them down there, and Dr. Hunt would give them free dental care. And he did that for years until he convinced a huge group of other dentists to rotate their volunteer hours to help our children to get that kind of care they needed. And he also realized that we needed to put fluoride in the water in Fayetteville. So he was on the forefront of running some legislation that said we really need to put fluoride in the water. After he retired, he took a job at Community Clinic. And this is right about the time when we started really having the boom in immigration. And he started going into his dental chair and seeing our young Latino and our young Marshallese children coming in. Same scenario, but now we fast forwarded into 20 years later. They've never seen a dentist. And he's like, what are we going to do here? So he starts convincing the community clinic staff and Kathy Grisham and the ones that were there that we need to put in people from their community at chairside. We need to have Latino and Marshallese workers that speak their language, that can help them feel comfortable at the chair. And so that's what he did. He sat down and he trained people. And then same thing. Eventually we started seeing at Community Clinic, children came back for preventive care from all these immigrant populations, and they started becoming in for their care, not just when they had a cavity.
The late George Spencer is being inducted posthumously. He is the student choice recipient.
George is also, my intersection with George is interesting too, because he started working at Fayetteville High School. I graduated in 85, and I think he started in 84. And he was a hot commodity. He was the kind of teacher that changed lives. There is no doubt about that. And a good example would be that most students wanted George to write their reference or their recommendation to get into school. So they would take his course purposefully, knowing not only was he difficult, but when you got in the classroom, you were going to be taught real life skills, and he was going to talk to you, had expectations for you. And he brought in Shakespeare, and he brought in real life scenarios to apply towards his classes. And there was a... someone had told me a story. There was a little girl over at Ramey, And she had caught wind that George was nearing retirement. And she convinced the school district to be able to go after, during the school hours, to take the course with him before she left because she had heard of the legacy of George Spencer. So another fascinating thing about George is he liked to blow things up. And so he was the blow-up teacher. I think that he went to the elementary schools and the junior highs and the high schools, and he would blow up things and get just people really excited about the work he was doing in the areas of science. He also loved the outdoors, and this is a common thread I'm hearing, that he would encourage his students, where you are, no matter what your family might do this summer, if you can't get to Yellowstone, go take a walk in your own woods. Look around and see what is right here in our community, especially in the way of the habitat, and apply that to your life. See what you can do with our woods, with our streams. Get out on the water. And I think that he was, to that degree, also he had another side. His friends that were environmentalists and who loved paddling with him and walking in the woods and hiking and doing the things he loved there. So there's two communities that can just talk about the ways that he made a huge impact in their life.
Cambry Horn Brooks is the executive director of the Fayetteville Public Education Foundation. This year's dinner for the 2018 Fayetteville Public Schools Hall of Honor inductees is Thursday night, with a reception beginning at 5:30 at the Fayetteville Town Center. More details at fayedfoundation.org. That's FAYED Foundation.org.